Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Believers have the goal of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Alyssa had run cross-country for a while, but this season was different. Before this year, she usually finished somewhere in the middle of the pack, but all her hard work and practice was finally starting to pay off, and she kept moving up. 13th place, 8th place, 5th place. She was so close to a medal. There was only one race left in the season, and it was the toughest race on the schedule. Alyssa knew that it would take more hard work to earn a medal. It would have been easy for her to just give up and quit. Instead, she spent even more time practicing and training. She dreamed of crossing the finish line first and could almost feel that medal hanging around her neck. The Apostle Paul uses the picture of a race to describe his life as a Christian. Paul had a very hard life. It would have been easy for him to just give up. He had been beaten, stoned, shipwrecked, left for dead, and spent a lot of time in prison, all because he told people about Jesus. Nobody would have blamed Paul if he had said, "I quit. Christianity is just too hard." But Paul refused to give up. Instead, he did the very opposite. He didn't focus on all the bad things that happened to him in the past. He kept looking ahead and dreaming of crossing the finish line. And his prize for crossing the finish line was something much better than a cross-country medal that wouldn't last. His prize was being with God forever in heaven. Paul worked hard at spreading the gospel. He traveled far and wide and shared the good news of Jesus with many people. But all of Paul's hard work didn't get him any closer to winning the prize. God called Paul to be a Christian and gave him faith in Jesus, a faith that led Paul to travel the world and be a missionary for the gospel. And when Paul's life ended, God gave him the prize of heaven that Jesus had won for him on the cross. You might not travel the world and be a missionary like the Apostle Paul, but you do have something in common with him. God has also called you to be a Christian and given you faith in Jesus. And when your life ends, God will also give you the prize of heaven that Jesus won for you. That's the best prize that you could ever receive. We bow our heads in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, help me to be strong in my faith while I am running the race of life. Remind me always of the prize of heaven that is waiting for me, a prize of being with you forever. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.